the meat, and the ones who aren't eating the meat are judging those who are eating the meat. It's the same thing over calendars. They were also judging one another because some were still keeping Jewish and perhaps pagan festivals, kind of like should Christians today still celebrate Halloween with what it's become, even though it is a Christian holiday. And so you have people in the church judging one another over that. And when they were doing that, both sides in this ancient church in Rome were judging others in the church because they were doing things differently than I am doing them. And some of them saw themselves as strong, and they looked down and judged others in the church as being weak. When we judge others, we kind of have this mindset, don't we? Everyone is entitled to my opinion. Because the way I act, the way I think, the way I see things, the way I do things is the right way. That's what's going on in this ancient church. And Paul's words to them that we should not do anything at all to tear the church apart. It says Paul to these early Christians in Romans 14, "Who are you to pass judgment on the servants of another?" Says Paul, "You fellow Christians, they serve God. They don't serve you. You're not their master. You can't tell them what to do. Therefore, don't act like you get the right to judge them. Instead," says Paul, "let those who observe the day observe it in honor of the Lord. Also let those who eat, eat in honor of the Lord, since they give thanks to God, while those who abstain, abstain in honor of the Lord and give thanks to the God." Paul says, instead of focusing on the differences we have in the church and judging one another on that, instead focus on the act of giving honor, praise, and thanks to God. Because Paul reminds us in this famous verse that whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. And if we are the Lord's, our goal in life should be to serve the Lord. So if you live for the Lord, how can you possibly spend time passing judgment on others? And if you spend your time doing this, you have completely missed what it means to be a Christian. And Paul concludes this section by saying this: "Let us therefore no longer pass judgment on one another, but resolve instead never to put a stumbling block or a hindrance in the way of others." And I have shared on a number of occasions the Greek word for stumbling block is a word we all know in English. It's the English word scandal. We should never do anything that scandalizes one another. Therefore, we can't pass judgment on one another. Jesus summarizes it very simply in the Sermon on the Mount: "Do not judge so that you will not be judged." But we have to be reminded of this again and again and again. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the German minister and Nazi martyr, he said this: "Judging others makes us blind, whereas love is illuminating. By judging others, we blind ourselves to our own evil and to the grace which others are entitled to as we are." Or in other words, don't judge someone because they sin differently than you do. Boy, do we need to remember that. Counting other people's sins does not make us a saint. We have to get rid of that holier-than-thou mentality, which is so often present in the church and judges others. Don't judge is the message of the New Testament. So, we move on to the second topic in today's lesson, the topic of forgiveness. Peter comes to Jesus and says, "Jesus, if my brother sins against me, my sister sins against me in the church, how many times do I have to forgive them? Is 7 times enough?" And Jesus says, "No, Peter, 77 times." And some ancient manuscripts actually say 7 times 70, or 490 times. Jesus' point, you just keep forgiving and forgiving and forgiving and don't keep count. And to get this point across, he tells the parable of the unjust steward. There is a king who had all kinds of servants and slaves who owed him money, and he decided it's time to clear off the books. And so he called all of his servants in to make settlement for the money they owed. And one man came, and he owed the king 10,000 talents. Now, how much is 10,000 talents? In the ancient world, the average person earned a little silver coin called a denarius for a day's labor. A talent is made up of 6,000 denarii. So 10,000 talents is 6,000 times 10,000. It's a lot of money. It is a number beyond imagining. That's why Jesus picked it. It's like us saying a million, billion, jillion, gazillion dollars. This man owes more money than he can ever possibly hope to repay, an unimaginable amount of money. He throws himself before the king, begging for mercy to not be sold into slavery, and the king forgives him. And then this man leaves the Lord's presence, having been forgiven this enormous amount. He comes upon a fellow slave of his who owes him 100 denarii, about 3 months' worth of money. And he grabs the man, and the man begs for, please give me some time, I'll pay you back, and he will not do it. And he throws the man in prison until he can pay his debt. And when word gets back to their Lord on what has happened, you can imagine things don't go well for that first servant. Because he is thrown in prison, and he is tortured until he can pay all the money off. And I have no idea how you can pay off a debt while you're being tortured, but that's what happens in the story. And Jesus concludes with these words: "So my heavenly Father will also do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother or sister from the heart." When we judge others, when we don't forgive others, we are saying, I'm okay and you're not. But when we think like that, Jesus says, I don't think so. Because you see, judgment is God's business, not ours. And forgiveness is something commanded to us by our God and by Jesus. I mean, let's face it, folks. Judging other people hurts. We all know that. We've all been judged. We've been hurt. We have all probably judged someone else and have hurt them. For us as Christians, not judging others and forgiving others has to go hand in hand. That is part of God's command for us to be his people. That is what builds up the church. Our goal as Christians is to build the church up, not to tear the church down. But boy, so often we just love to do that. Said Mother Teresa, if you judge people, you have no time to love them. Jesus reminds us that time in this life is short, and we better use our time properly. That does not mean we have time to judge and not forgive. Jesus spoke a lot about hypocrites, people who are two-faced. I talked about that in my sermon just a couple of weeks ago. And as I said then, Jesus has absolutely nothing good to say about people who are hypocrites. And we need to always remember with our lives that we can't let our lips and our lives preach two different messages. There is no place for that among Christians. And we don't want others outside of the church to have any opportunity to say about those of us in the church, boy, they sure treat each other in a lousy fashion. What a bunch of hypocrites. At our second service, little Michael's going to come to the baptismal font. And when he is baptized, as we have all been baptized, that Christ candle, that little candle will be lit from the large Christ candle. And Michael will be told what his job is in life. Just as you and I who have been baptized, we're told what our job is. Our job is to let our light so shine before others, to be a little light of Jesus to this world filled with sin and darkness. Michael's job, your job, my job, is also to let others see our good works. We're to live to do good in this world, not to judge and not to withhold forgiveness. And we are to do that so that they may give glory to our Father who is in heaven. Our job in this life is not to judge one another, to withhold forgiveness. It is to do everything that gives honor and praise and glory to God. It is that simple. We can sum up all of this in one sentence. Don't judge and do forgive. It is that simple. It is that vital to us as individuals, to us as the church, and to this world. And Jesus says, I mean it. It's not open for discussion. End of discussion, says Jesus. End of sermon, says Pastor Paul.